Hey guys, welcome back to the Jaded Podcast. I'm your host, JD Gordon, and this is the final episode of season two, and I am so excited. I just realized I have 10 episodes already up on Spotify and Apple, and I think that's so amazing. So season two is over, so this is the last episode of season two. There won't be an actual segment because in this episode, like the title says, it's the Jaded Gem. And if you don't know what a Jaded Gem is, and this is like the first time you're listening to my podcast and seeing my face, a Jaded Gem are just lessons that I've learned throughout my life or in therapy, or something that, you know, my friends have said that resonates with me and like we kind of say it to each other. So this season, I chose to share the Jaded Gems I shared were from an activity I did, writing down the 27 lessons that I learned in my 27 year of life because it was a hectic one. So definitely, I want to just share some more and just make it an episode about Jaded Gems. But before I even start, we are going to have a Money Master Financial Corner, so I guess that will be like the body of the episode, but I just wanted to share some credit advice and tip with you all. So leverage your credit. If you have the cash to pay for something, pay for it in credit and then pay your credit card. Make sure you know what your utilization is. Make sure you know what is on your credit report. You can get a report from Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion.com. Those are the three credit bureaus, and those are the three reputable sites that you can go on to get your credit report. Credit Karma and all those other ones, like, they're not as accurate as the credit bureaus themselves. And it's free, guys. It's free. Information is mostly free today in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's 2022. So it's definitely something that you can go and look into. I would say if you have items that you want to dispute, find a reputable credit consultant. There are a lot of people out here saying that they can do it and they're not really doing it right. So find somebody reputable. If you guys need someone, I know someone, just let me know. Send me a message on any social media platform. All of my platforms are Jaded, from YouTube to Twitter to Instagram to TikTok. It's all Jaded. So you can send me a message on there, or on the Money Master Financial website. You know, the email is below as well, so you can email me there. If you're looking for somebody to help you fix your credit, there are things that you want to get off, things you want to dispute, I know someone and I'll definitely put y'all on. I do believe that, you know, credit is important, and used correctly, it can benefit, and it has a lot of benefits. Make sure that when you are applying for a credit card, you are looking at the benefits of that card and not just willy-nilly applying for a card that doesn't suit your lifestyle. So if you're a traveler, definitely look for a card that will give you points to travel on maybe your favorite airline, or just rewards you for traveling. If you like to go out to eat, find a card that's going to reward you for going out to eat and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. So definitely those things. I keep shaking the camera. Sorry for those who are watching on YouTube. But do those things and we will get into the episode. So this episode is full of Jaded Gems. It is just Jaded Gems. And I have my journal that I used last year. So I try to get a new journal around my birthday every year so I can like start fresh and see what that year was like, kind of go back and read through like the things that I went through, things that I didn't go through, my happy moments, my sad moments. So this journal was from when I turned 27. I got it like a month after I turned 27 because I realized like that's what I wanted to do. So I went to CVS and I picked this up. I want to start by saying that these are my opinions. This is what I've been through. And if you've been through something similar, please share in the comments. Please share anywhere that you see this podcast. Or if you hear this podcast and you want to come back, like, just please share with me like one of your favorite Jaded Gems. I really like when y'all interact. So let's get started. So one of the ones I want to share is fuck that job. Sorry, Mom. But honestly, even if a job is great and your working environment is healthy, doesn't mean that it can't hold you back. Like, I am on my third corporate job in my career so far, and the job before this, it was amazing, but there were no growth opportunities. And that's why, that's something I learned in my 27th year, is like, I don't want to pigeonhole myself at 26, 27, like, for what? Just for, I guess I didn't want to be comfortable. Like, I wasn't in a place, and I'm not in a place in my life where I'm ready to, like, settle down and just, like, settle. Like, just because it's good doesn't mean that it's not holding you back. So that was one. I think I shared this one before, but I'm going to repeat it for myself and for somebody else out there. But be present. Being present is one of the best things that I've learned to do over the past year. It's something I still struggle with, but I have seen and been able to recognize how far I've come in my journey of just being present and being in the now. Going on to the next one, which is love yourself in the now, and in your present self. I have to be grateful for me in the now so I can be able to appreciate me in the future. You can't wait to be happy. Happiness is a journey. You find it on the way to your destination. So being and loving me now has been, like, so pivotal, especially in the back half of my 27th year of life. And still, even to this day, like, the things that I do now that it's probably been 3 weeks since I've been 28. So yeah, but I've been really, like, honing in on loving myself. And, you know, self-love is truly a journey, and it's a ongoing process all the time. Like, you can do the affirmations, but you have to apply the affirmations. You actually have to love yourself, set up those boundaries, and yeah, do the damn thing. Another one, in, you know, we're in the realm of love, is that love, like, true love and vulnerability with the right person can be so beautiful and so rewarding. Getting a little bit in my life, I'm sharing a little bit with y'all, but my 27th year, I actually met my ex, who's now my ex, but we dated, and we were together, and it was the most vulnerable I think I've ever been in a relationship, the most open, the softest I've been, and just being in the safest I've ever felt with a man, whether it be, like, actual physically safe or emotionally safe. So it was an amazing experience. And being in love and being loved how you deserve and how you desire to be loved is a feeling that I wish for everybody. Like, I want everyone to really, like, find yourself, find what you want, and find that feeling with someone, and keep it forever if you can. But if you can't, just know that it is, like, an amazing feeling to have. I was actually talking to one of my Uber drivers one day about this, and I was telling her, you know, if I don't ever experience that again, I'm fine, because I have experienced it, and it was amazing. It was immaculate. Moving on from love. Another hard thing I learned in my 27th year is that home ownership is one of the greatest challenges I've ever taken on. And I'm so proud of myself for how far I've come in my home ownership journey. I bought a house a couple weeks before I turned 27. So it has been a long year with this house, child. But I am so grateful that I have a dwelling. I have a place to rest my head, that, you know, shelters me in the rain, sun, snow, sleet, whatever it is. And if I can go back and do it again, would I buy a single family home? Maybe not. But I can't go back and do it again. So I'm super appreciative for what I have where it is. And it's worth it. It's gonna appreciate in value, because it's a home. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't really care. I'm still gonna make money off of it, because it's a house. People always need somewhere to live. So yeah. Another one that I want to share is that change is inevitable. I think I've experienced so much change between 2020 and now, but, like, the bulk of it has been the past 2 years, but, like, a lot of change happened in my 27th year. So change is inevitable, and you grow from change and you grow from being in uncomfortable position. So I just had to grow from those things and grow from that change. And that one is one that I'm trying to like figure out where I've grown, because I don't like change. And I guess that's where I've grown, is like understanding that change is okay and it's inevitable and you have to work through it. But like, I hate change. Like, I hate, the only thing I like changing is my hair. Because as y'all can see, I'm back to black, and most of these were in my blonde hair because it was October. It was J-tober, so we had to be blonde. But I hate change, but it's inevitable. But you just have to learn how to work around it and work in those uncomfortable spaces and love yourself in those uncomfortable spaces and love yourself even when you hate yourself. Low-key, like, even when you hate your position, you just got to love yourself and you got to know that it's not going to be this way forever. That's a jaded gem in itself too. Yeah, so another one is feel those emotions. Sitting in it will only help you get through it. So feel your feelings, sit with your emotions, because it will help you. Like, it honestly helps you get through whatever you're going through, whether it is happiness, sadness, doubt, whatever it is. You gotta sit with it. You gotta sit in those emotions. But they're heavier emotions, like anxiety, depression. They're things that, you know, can get too heavy. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't hear that, but like, there's a train passing by my house. I really hope y'all can't hear that. Anyway, but yeah, sit in those feelings. Sit in it, and it will really help you to get through it, because a lot of times if we don't process our emotions, we store them, and then we have resentment. And I was actually reading this book where it says, and it was talking about like opening your heart again, and it says, like, you know, if you block your heart out from love, it's like a cycle of energy. I'll find it one day and I'll talk about it. I'll find the things in the book that I want to talk about, and I'll talk about the book on the podcast one day, but it's really one of my favorites now. But yeah, but don't store that, because you're going to do yourself more of a disservice by not feeling your emotions and feeling your feelings than just kind of brushing things off and not really processing those emotions, if any of this makes sense. I hope it does. Another one, I guess, in that realm would be, you know, you mess up, you just got to own it. Like, we all have embarrassing moments, but don't let it define who you are. Like, and that one really came one day, because I was at the gathering spot and I spilled some water. It was early in the morning, like 8:30-ish. And all I could do was ask her to wipe it up, because, like, I spilled some water. We all make mistakes. We all, you know, have days where we're just not 100% who we want to be, because we're still ourselves, but we're just not who we want to be on that day, and it's okay. So I spilled some water, she cleaned it up, like, ain't no big deal, we move. I actually made a really good, I wouldn't even say friend, he's like my mentor now. So I made a good connection from spilling that water that day. So yeah. One thing I did really learn about myself, and this is also a jaded gem for me personally, is that I am a routine kind of girl, as much as I'm, you know, living in the present or whatever, but I love a good routine. It helps me to stay focused, to get through my day. Really one of the reasons I'm not a full-time entrepreneur or full-time, like, content creator, because I think my 9-to-5 gives me that structure that sometimes I need right now. So it's really just developing a routine. And it keeps me productive. Like, having a routine keeps me productive. I'm a to-do list kind of person. Like, I have a journal. You guys know that, but I have an agenda that I write everything in. I've been trying to utilize my Google Calendar a lot more. So I'll put stuff on my Google Calendar as well as write it down in my journal. Like, so that's like a routine that I have now. So yeah. Another one that I want to share, and I don't know how long this is going to be. I kind of want to share all of them, but I'll share three more after this. So another one I want to share is, you can work hard and you can play hard. Don't let anybody tell you that you can only do either or. Like, find harmony with working hard and playing hard. Whatever works for you, let it work for you. So for me, there's certain weeks where I'm just like, I'm going to grind all week. And on the weekend, no work. And there are certain weeks where I'll find time to do both. Maybe Monday, Tuesday, I'm grinding hard, you know, 12-hour days. But Wednesday, we're chilling. I'm just doing my 9-to-5 because I got to do my 9-to-5. And everything else, I'm just chilling, taking a light, maybe go out to dinner, like, and then Thursday, Friday, you know, grind. So Saturday, Sunday, just relax. So it's finding that harmony with what you know, what you want out of life. Because, like, maybe sometimes you might have to sacrifice 3 weeks of not doing anything. And then the other 3 weeks, you're, you know, all fun and play. But also always find that harmony in doing that. I think another one that I've learned this year, this 27th year, is that everyone's relationship with God is different, and don't expect the same results in your relationship with Him from their relationship. Another one is do things for you. Don't wait for anybody else. If you want to go to a country, none of your friends can make it, just go. Just go by yourself. I can say this because I'm an only child and I do a lot of things by myself, but just do it by yourself. You don't want to regret not going because you didn't have anybody to go with. So if you can go by yourself, and it is so safe to travel alone. There's so many different bloggers out there that solo travel, that share these tips, and you can travel alone. It's just where you go, how you kind of utilize the, you know, the tips that they share, but do it on your own. Even if it's going to a movie by yourself, going to a restaurant, don't not go to something because you don't have anybody to go with. Like, don't miss out on a good experience because you don't have anybody to share it with. And it's, I have a weird opinion about that because I want to share my experiences with somebody, but again, like, I don't want to miss out. So it's weird, but like, go do it. Just go do it. Because what if you, I'm not saying that y'all not going to, I'm not saying that I'm not going to, but just what if you just never find somebody to do things with? Now you're regretting never doing these things. So just do the things. Another one, and then this might be the third one. I'll share one more. I don't know. I really like these guys. Another one is affirmations work and repetition works. The affirmations do work, but you also have to do the work. Oh, I like that. The affirmations work, but you also have to do the work. And just repeating them constantly, you know, in that routine, in the morning, in the evening, whenever it is that you do it, they work, but you also have to put in the work. And one thing that I also learned, like going back to the whole routine thing, this is one thing I learned about myself in 27, is that one of the things I struggle with a lot is loneliness and feeling alone. Like I don't have people there, but it's all in my mind. I have a great community. But sometimes I think everybody gets lonely. Everybody feels lonely. And you just have to understand that you're not alone. Like, you have your people, and your people are there for you, especially if you're there for your people. And you kind of just got to figure that out. And I think that also came with, you know, just a lot of life things that happened to me this year. I'm an only child. So kind of learning more about myself, going to therapy, I'm just like, damn, like, people have their people when it kind of boils down to it. Like, people have siblings, like, they have their people, and I don't have siblings, like, and I've always wanted a sibling, like, but the second, it just never happened. But I've learned a lot this year in how to deal with that and recognize that emotion when it comes up, because I think before I didn't know what it was, but I recognize what it is now, and I'm able to move forward and deal with it, because I don't know, I'm not alone in this world at all. Like, I have a great tribe, I have a great sisterhood of friends, I have great people around me that I can call on, that, you know, I call my sisters, like, so I'm okay. It just be in my head sometimes, and sometimes I just be feeling my feelings, and that's okay. And that is okay. The last one I want to share with y'all, this is truly the last one, is that you have time. Like, I don't like seeing younger people in their 20s like, oh, I'm so ready to, like, get married and da-da-da. Like, younger 20s, like, I'm so ready for this, I'm so ready for that. Like, oh, I'm almost 30. Child, you're not almost 30. I'm almost 30. And even with that, even with almost being 30, what does that mean? Like, what I saw something the other day on TikTok or Instagram, one of the two, and it was talking about how your 20s are really your first decade in like adulthood. And for most of us who go to college, it's really your first half decade because you graduate, what, 23, 24? Like, yeah, you've been in school most of your life and you're finally getting with this adult thing for real, for real. Like, BFFFR. Like, really? So yeah, you have time. You have time to do all the things. And just know that your life can change in a year, like in 365 days, like you can go from nothing to something. You can go from something to nothing. I don't wish that on anybody, but your life can change drastically in 365 days. So please know that you have time. Please know that all the things that you want are coming. Please focus on you and the things that you want and learning yourself so that when things come up, you can decipher whether this is for you, if this is not for you. Whether it be friendships, relation, like platonic and romantic relationships, a home, you know, shoes, a car, anything, a business partner, a business idea, like all of it. Just know that you have time to do the things, like stop rushing and thinking that you don't have time. You know, you got to do things by this age. You got to do this by this. Just enjoy life, like just really enjoy life. But with that being said, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed this episode. I'm gonna take a break from podcasting for a couple more months. I will be back though. I'm not leaving the Jaded podcast just as high and dry as I left my blog. But no, I really enjoy podcasting, but I need to go back in, have some rest, resurface, rebrand, you know, reconstruct, all that, all those fun things in my own time. So I love y'all so much. This has been amazing. Y'all have now 11 episodes. If this is the first episode you listening to, you got 11 episodes to go watch and listen to. Well, you got like 4 to watch, but you got 11 to actually listen to. So I really appreciate everybody who has messaged me on Instagram or, you know, wrote a review. Even those who listen, thank y'all so much for listening. It really makes a difference, and it really has made a difference. So thank y'all so much. I absolutely love y'all, and I will see y'all next season. Bye, guys.